would come. I would have to be right still until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait.
All righty, it is Saturday, May 20th, 2023, in time for another edition of Blackbird 9's Saturday Snack Shack. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Saturday and a wonderful weekend. And tonight's episode is episode number 25, and we are so happy to have the most delightful Miss UK Jody Kay coming back for another round of noticing patterns here on the Snack Shack. So we'll be bringing her on in a bit. And for those of you not familiar with her work, The Acorn, she released that in 2022 to rave reviews, you know. That website is jodykay.com. And also, many of you know her from her Truth Hurts radio show on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on Speak Free Radio, which is a very good show. I'm on there occasionally, not bringing up any hate thoughts or anything that might get her in trouble, you know, because unfortunately they have quite a problem with the truth these days in the occupied UK regions. But anyway, so, you know, some of you may know her from the way off Broadway, really bad comedy, drama, mystery, music, dinner, theater scene, which is just taking off in leaps and bounds. And, you know, she's one of those, you know, trendsetters on that, you know, new genre of, you know, infotainment, right? So anyway, for the newbies, we'll be opening up the phone lines at the bottom of the half hour break, so you can call in and tell us what you want to talk about, or if you have questions for the Miss Jody Kay. And that is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, or toll free 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And as always, you can join us in the chat room that the sun never sets on the North Kakalaki Trading Post chat room at bb9tradingpost.chitanga.com, bb9tradingpost.chitanga.com. We have that site manned around the world, and it's the hottest news, the dankest memes, and the best tips on independent living anywhere on the interweb. So we're proud of that chat room. You're welcome to join us. But if you're looking for a knife fight, we just assume you go someplace else. But I wonder what Miss Jody Kay wants to talk about tonight. I mean, she could talk about the weather. It's been a cool springtime rain today here on Blackjack Mountain, but it's been sunny the past few days. We were able to actually get out there and get some work caught up. I'm still playing catch up from being down under the weather for a spell, but I'm definitely on the mend on that. Or maybe she wants to weigh in on the big Watauga County debate on which was more hateful, an angry black man from Atlanta, Tobias M. Jones, going on a Mad Max terror rampage against white drivers in his semi-tractor trailer truck here in New Boone, where I frequent, by the way, or some kid waving a swastika flag near the Carpetbagger Chicken Swinger Synagogue of Satan clubhouse there on King Street. Funny how out of state Adams Publishing, you know, is really, you know, backing off of both of these stories. You know, we want to know, you know, what spurred, you know, our town council to pass the draconian, you know, thou shalt not question the chicken swingers throughout history for any reason in the town of Boone because some kid waved flag. That was kind of a knee-jerk, you know, problem, reaction, solution. So maybe we can talk about that. Or maybe she wants to talk about all those Takuna Long buses from Greensboro that are going to be rolling in here to the high country any minute now in this post-Title 42 final solutions to the Watauga County North Kakalaki is just too white and too Christian for a post 9/11 world. That is a big problem to these people, apparently. And all these chicken swinger funded community organized NGO groups are standing by to assist the replacement population invasion with free housing, free food, free education, free transportation, registering to vote, and of course a free cell phone, and lots of new local laws to protect you from all those evil white heritage Watauga folk out there who don't really appreciate that they are being white genocide in the town that their forefathers and foremothers built. Or maybe she wants to talk about the coronation of King Charles. And from a UK perspective, what could the UK have done to make the event more educational about the role of Jews and that they have played in history in the UK, and why this event, like every other event, should have really been more about remembering the 6 Carillion chicken swingers that perished in the Holocaust trademark. And was the BBC correct when they reported the coronation ceremony was, quote, too white and too Christian for a diverse and vibrant UK? Or maybe she wants to talk about the John Durham report drop, 300 pages of reality backing up what many of us have been saying for decades about the America Checka, a.k.a. the FBI and their non-investigations, and the American Star Chamber, otherwise known as the Department of Justice, just us. But apparently exposing the fact that the presidential candidate Hillary Clinton had a sit-down with then-sitting U.S. President Barry Obama, probably Big Mike too, but then VP, now pedophile in chief, Hunter's dad, and the heads of the DOJ and the FBI, where they all agreed to use the power of the state against political rival Donald J. Trump, and none of them apparently had any problem with it. Or maybe she wants to talk about the FBI whistleblowers that appeared before the U.S. Congress Critters Committee this week, where, oh my God, the FBI and the DOJ really are corrupt, like we've been saying for how long now, and they will destroy your life if you expose just how corrupt they are. But I thought, maybe Ms. Jody Kay can weigh on this, that Congress critter from Kosher Florida, Deborah Wassermelon Schultz, took the show with her line of pill-pull kvetching reasoning about the legal definition of a whistleblower. She should get the ADL Alan Dershowitz Award for pill-pull excellence for that one for sure. We'll see if Miss Jody Kay agrees. Or maybe she wants to talk about how Congress critter Marjorie Greene introduced articles of impeachment on Thursday from pretty much everybody from the sitting U.S. president down to the janitor at the FBI headquarters, apparently. And there has been nothing but crickets about it ever since. So she did that on Thursday, and there's a big, deafening silence about this. And apparently what most people are concerned about is what all of this, means for Congress critter Adam Pencilneck Schiff and his dreams to fill in Dianne Feinstein's high heels and long-held Senate seat for Israel. I'm sure he looks dashing in one of those Dianne Feinstein dresses. If you've seen any of those pictures of him on Jeffrey Epstein Island all those times, that's between him and Unit 269. Or maybe she wants to talk about how peculiar it is that the late 1960s Zodiac Killer case has been officially considered a cold case for quite some time now. But with the miraculous insights of the I Am a Phony group and the rumblings in that group that suddenly they're gone active again, and one of their big claims is ties in between the Zodiac Killer and the Beatle group, right? Suddenly you have this group coming out and saying they have declared that the real Zodiac Killer was long dead white guy. And so there's no need to look any further. So they are convinced that the Zodiac Killer was Air Force veteran Gary Francis Post. But it's just interesting the timing of this, that suddenly there's a chance we might actually get to see the I Am a Phony final tell-all film from 2012, that was called The Revelation, that got blocked by court order. And, we still don't get to see it, but that's one of the big things is the tie-in between not only the Beatles and Charles Manson group and all of that Laurel Canyon scene, but also the Zodiac Killer. So I'd like to hear what I Am a Funny Group has to say, but apparently in the UK you can get shut down for telling the truth. And yeah, it just happened to Mr. Sven Longshanks, and I wonder if she wants to talk about that, how another white guy is being put in prison, the Chicken Shack, for 2.5 years for being speaking the truth on podcasts, kind of like Father Coughlin in the 1930s in radio. And, you know, that this judge, Judge Ree, would say that this was a stain on humanity. Well, you know, I wonder what Miss Jody Kay thinks about the fact that, you know, my father went into the military to go fight in World War II, supposedly to keep the UK free. And so why is it I keep having people I know, like Mr. Graham Hart, being thrown into prison for stating the obvious, right? Or maybe she wants to talk about that there is nothing happening in Israel. There are not 6 guerrilla insufferable chicken swingers taking to the street in Israel's uncivil civil war. And pay no attention that the fact that Unit 269 is split between Bibi Netanyahu factions and Epstein handler and 9/11 local coordinator Ehud Barak factions. And chatter has it that the USSA is backing Ehud Barak factions. I guess Ehud Barak has more Jeffrey Epstein blackmail video on U.S. leaders than Bibi Netanyahu. Or maybe she wants to talk about that. Apparently, something finally happened in Ukraine. After all, after this week and a half, 2 weeks of total silence on Ukraine, Mockingbird Media, right before we were going on the air, announced that, yes, the fall of Bakhmut is actually a something burger, and we're actually going to finally have to report on it. So, you know, the big question is, should we be paying attention to all those flashes over Kiev? And when will people go back to saying Kiev and not that other thing? And, you know, has fearless faggot Zelensky found anyone to let him crash on his couch for a few days? You know, I hear the chatter that even Hunter Biden isn't returning his phone calls to go party. So what's up with that? So, or maybe she just wants to talk about fishing. So Miss Jody Kay from the UK, how are you this evening? And tell us, what would you like to talk about?
Well, my goodness. Hello. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me on the show. Good evening, everyone. What a list of topics to touch on. So from that array of topics, one thing just to briefly touch on, the King's coronation. I didn't watch it. I thought as an English woman, the king is being crowned and the coronation, and I thought it's one of those parts of history, like, where were you? Like, where were you when this happened? And I remember seeing videos of the Queen's coronation, and everyone's like, oh, I was 2 when that happened. And then, you know, years later, they're seeing the son being crowned. I watched the Queen's funeral. I wasn't planning on, but I did, and I'm glad I did, because it was such a show of Englishness, the parades, the serviceman. It was an incredible thing to watch on the eye. I was very proud. And I didn't watch the coronation of the king because, well, many reasons, but Charles is a member of the World Economic Forum. He's very much behind what they're doing, and yeah, but one positive thing that came from that was when the actress sat talking on live TV about the wonderful diversity that was in the streets below and the terribly white balcony of the royal family. The backlash that had from, I don't want to say the sleepy people, because I think that's quite a derogatory term, but I think people would understand what I mean when I say that. I wouldn't say the people that are very nationalistic or maybe aware of other topics, but for the people, the royalists in the UK, they are a bunch on their own. The royalists and the monarchs, they are really, I wouldn't necessarily say they're nationalistic, so to speak, but they love the royal family. They love the royal family. And old women, well, late, yeah, old women, I don't use Facebook, but I was passed to me that even they were saying, how dare this woman? This is our royal family. This is our country. And I was like, good. Now you're starting to see what's going on. You're starting to see the agenda. Once you start seeing one piece, like you say, the data dots, the bigger picture becomes aware. So, yeah, just to touch briefly on the coronation, that's something I wanted to say.
Oh, that's brilliant, because I was really wondering, you know, how did this little piece of pomp and circumstance and how it was reported, you know, how did that actually play in the churches and pubs across the UK? You know, were people in favor of it, or is just like, yeah, this is, you know, a corrupt, slime mold infested group, you know, what was the take, you think?
I think the general gist that this woman felt that she not only had the right to say what she did, that it was terrible is a very negative word anyway, terrible. It's a terribly white balcony. Not only did I feel that she felt that she had the right to say that, but I think she felt that she would have such huge support with this brainwashing, racially blind society that people are living in. And I said, no, you're absolutely right. No, yes, we are in agreement with, yes, far too white. Aren't we bad? Aren't we terrible people? We need more diversity on the royal balcony. But that didn't happen. And I think she was, I can't obviously speak for her, but she then came out and apologised. But as I say, the royalists, who are the softest, probably the most kind-hearted Christian people of this country, you know, they're real, yeah, I love the royal family and I'm strong with the royal family. It offended them, and even they were coming out in disgust of what this woman had said, because they dare attack their royal family. So, yeah, I think she must have had quite a surprise at the backlash, and Ofcom had many, 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 many complaints for the TV production that aired it. So in that respect, I was like, good, let this happen, let this unfold. But with regards to the celebration of the coronation, there were a few flags flying, and there were some British, you know, the Union Jack bunting hanging from streets, and you had the usual people on Twitter saying, look at this BNP style occasion. That's our flag. You know, we should be proud to wave that flag. But it was incredible, the backlash and the brainwashing of people coming out in disgust at seeing their own flag flying because the king is being crowned. It's an incredible time.
I completely understand if moving back to, you know, these hills of North Kakalakni, where my family is from, and seeing in the local university and the local new community after 9/11, suddenly, you know, you can fly an Israeli flag, you can fly a homosexual pride flag, you can fly a BLM flag, you can fly any other flag, but the American flag. And that, you know, when this new chancellor, Jezebel Everts, as we call her, you know, once she took over as chancellor, every time the university sends out something for the 4th of July, right, the founding of the Republic, they never, ever, ever include an American flag in any of their release. And when you look at who the usual suspects are over there, well, oh my God, it's a bunch of carpetbag and chicken swingers in charge of editorial content. Yeah, we are now the face and the voice of this university and this town. You know, and anybody who doesn't go along with us, you know, you're a hater, you're a bigot, you know. So it's this war on the heritage population from this, you know, slime mold. And, you know, that you saw that with your national flag. So this, you know, slime mold is just so anti-national, except for, of course, you know, Israel and greater Israel, right? But other than that, you're not allowed to have any national pride whatsoever by their game rules. And I'm against it.
No, it's true. And the repulsion that the flag of this nation brings to people when they are, like you said, they're flying the rainbow flag proudly. They've got Ukrainian flags from windows, from yeah, hospitals, from the buses, but their own nation, it's, people are repulsed by it. They're frightened of it. They've done an incredible job.
That's the thing. This is Pavlovian conditioning. It's like, oh my gosh, like I always say, the problem with psychological warfare is it works. You know, and you, even those of us who think we're, you know, clever and aware of this stuff, it's like, no, it still takes its toll on you. And, you know, people are just programmed over time to that self-hate, self-loathing, you know, white guilt and white, you know, shame. It's just they have weaponized that against us. And, you know, that, we've got to put a stop to that somehow. But anyway, so what else do you want to talk about?
Well, something else you mentioned in your opening monologue was Sven Longshanks, James Allchurch, this week he's just been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for his podcasts. It was not Radio Albion, it was the podcast show he was doing before this, Radio Aryan. Now, I'm not familiar with Radio Aryan. For those that don't know me or my story, I only really woke up and had my eyes, you know, the clear vision after the death of George Floyd. So anything kind of pre that, I'm very naive and unaware. But so Sven had a podcast, Radio Aryan, and it was these podcasts from, I think, I'm just trying to find the dates, 2009, late 2000s, 2010, I think, in his podcast. Now, it said they were highly racist, anti-Semitic, and white supremacist in nature. The articles also said there were racial slurs. I don't know what was said. I didn't listen. But I've met Sven on many occasions, and he is one of the most softest, kindest, loving, he's Christian heart, and they sent him to prison. And even during his trial and his case, I believe some of the jurors actually thought this case just needed to be thrown out of the court. Like, what are you doing? This is nonsense. It was proved that not one member of the public complained, not one member of the public was harmed, not one member of the public was outraged, or not one member of the public was, in inverted commas, groomed, or whatever terminology they're using. Nothing, none of that happened. But yet, this was taken to court, and he's been jailed because of it. So, well, I know you have your First Amendment in America. We supposedly here have the Magna Carta. I actually had to email just now. I had to message Vaughn and said, what's the UK's equivalent of the amendments? Because it's so unspoken about, like old law. It's so unspoken about in England. I couldn't even remember what it was called. We supposedly have the Magna Carta. It's not used. It's not. People, like I said, I'd forgotten about it. But just to highlight what we are living in England, the First Amendment in America, the right to freedom of speech, we don't have that. And the judge that sentenced Sven also let off a paedophile. I don't think it was just the one paedophile. So now saying something is worse than paedophilia. That's the state of the UK. And I am an advocate for freedom of speech. I don't necessarily have to agree with what people say, but I believe in their right to say it, regardless. I might not agree, some things, but there's also the right not to speak, and there's also the freedom of silence as well. You know, we have that right. So, yeah, that's where we're living in. 2.5 years for something that caused no harm, no damage to anyone, no complaints. And he's currently now in prison. So I am praying for him daily.
Yes, as we all are here, because, you know, I'm not all that familiar with this person's work, you know, especially the clips that I'm still trying to find copies of the actual clips that were entered into evidence. So if anybody is listening and has access, you know, please post that in the chat room. But, you know, just going through how, you know, key it was that this was Star Chamber. This was not, you know, a citizen is offended and goes to the magistrate, and the magistrate says, well, do a petition, and, you know, if you get 100 signatures, then I'll do something about it. And there's just, you know, vast local outrage about what this person's saying. There was none of that. You know, what it was this person, you know, has this whole persona about, you know, Longshanks, which was King Edward. That was the person in 1290 who threw the chicken swingers out of England. And that is, quote, still the law of the land, despite what Cromwell says, right? So if you look at, you know, you talk about the Magna Carta period and, you know, what laws are still there, you know, and which ones have been changed, you know, who was Cromwell and such to override, to let the chicken swingers back in, right? But yeah, so this whole persona is, this guy is, you know, channeling this uppity Amalek, as they would call him, uppity Goyim, that dared throw us out. And that's part of their whole thing, is we don't want the white nations to ever have the political power to ever throw us from their nations again. And, you know, that they are taking this guy out is just an outrage, just like it was with Graham Hart, just like it was with Alan Chablot and everybody else who was trying to speak the truth to this particular group that finds any criticism offensive and therefore punishable by their law, right? So what's your take on that?
Yeah, I've just seen on the article, I mean, the way there's no surprise the way the media have gone at this. One article calls him, you know, in inverted commas, Hitler fan, and another article called Hitler worshipper, you know, these real power words.
Insightful words, right?
Yeah,
you're supposed to hate this guy, you know, spit on this guy, you know. These are the same people that, you know, lied us into several series of wars. They can incite, but apparently no one else can, you know, but please continue.
So on this particular article I'm reading, Judge Hugh Reese, and if you want to look at him and what he's in his courtroom, the people he has actually let off. Judge Hugh Reese said the, inverted commas, vile and inexcusable language was a stain on humanity. So this is language. As I say, I'm not familiar with Radio Hour in the podcast. I don't know what was said, but he's been sent to prison for vile and inexcusable language, when at the same time we have a black woman on national TV at the King's coronation saying how terribly white the balcony is. We've got comedians on TV, black comedians, saying, you know, joking about killing whitey, and nothing is said, nothing is done, and Sven has gone to prison for, I quote, vile and inexcusable language. Like I said, I don't know what was said. I can't comment on what was said, but a stain on humanity.
Right.
When no one complained. No one was hurt.
Right. We're getting ready to go into break. You're listening to Blackbird Nine Saturday Snack Shack with the delightful Miss Jody Kay. And we're going to be back after these message breaks. But Jody, real quick, tell them where your show is on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
It is Speak Free Radio, www.speakfreeradio.com, Tuesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. UK.
Thank you. We'll be back after these messages.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting for a woman, it ain't got no man, 'cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
All right, and we are back. You are listening to Blackbird Nine Saturday Snack Shack, and, you know, having a rough patch with RBN, and so please, 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 if you still have means, please donate to RBN. They could really use a little extra cash this month, and it's so important that we keep networks like this on the air so that you can hear shows like this, that, you know, we're not getting shut down like, you know, so many countries. Their, you know, media has been completely shut down, anybody that's not on the same page kind of thing. And so it's so important we keep independent radio alive. So please support RBN. If you were going to hit my tip jar this year, this week, please send that to RBN instead. And I appreciate everything RBN does for us here at the Trading Post and at the Snack Shack. So we're talking to Miss Jody Kay, and we're talking about the latest case in the UK with Sven Longshanks. And we've got a caller on the line. So, Mr. Producer, can you connect us with Jay in Los Angeles? Mr. Jay, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Happy Saturday. How are you today?
I'm great. Great to talk with you both. I had a question for each of you. I wanted to ask Jody if she feels that the sentiment in Europe is that white people are starting to wake up a little bit as the demographics change so rapidly and such an extreme way. She feels like people are starting to realize it's happening. And my question to you, Blackbird, was I listened to your show with you and Mike Gatti, and it was amazing, so much great info. And I wanted to ask, you guys gave a lot of info about what the Jews have done over history. And as I work on people around me and in my family, I find that I'm able to show them the overwhelming Jewish influence on everything. But the problem they have is they can't understand. They just say, well, they just work hard. What's the problem if they run everything? I wanted to know if there's any good points in their own writings. I know there's Talmud and Zohar and stuff, but that really shows these people openly saying, yes, we want to destroy Western civilization, to show that they are an aggressive, they are on an offense to tear down the West, because that's the part I'm finding difficult to work over on people. If you could talk about those two things. Thank you.
Wow. Two great questions. So, Ms. Jody Kay, you want to take the first one on if you think that people in the UK and in Europe are awakening up due to this shock of mass immigration invasion?
Yes, that was a great question. Both of them great questions. And I am living proof that even liberals can wake up, because I was literally a raving liberal 10 years ago, and I was colorblind, racially blind. I wasn't aware of my own race, wasn't aware of other races. I didn't see color. I just saw people. I saw the human race. I was one of those. And even I woke up. And since my awakening, my red pill, whatever you want to say, since the death of George Floyd, and I, after that, and I thought, my goodness, how has it taken me this long to see? And I had this huge amount of guilt that I hadn't seen. But even coming back to England, because I was living abroad, I had literally no connections to my country at all. So I left for 10 years, came back. And even in the short time I've been back, 2 years, people are starting to see the adverts on TV. It's so in your face. They've boiled the frog, but they are continue to boiling. And the adverts, white people are becoming a minority on TV. This is being spoken about by people that wouldn't even talk about it. And my album, as Blackbird said, it talks on particular topics in a very, quoted, normie-friendly way. And my parents are giving this to their friends and their, you know, people they go to church with. And they're saying, wow, you know, at least, you know, wow, she's brave enough to talk about this. But everyone in quiet is talking about it, and it just takes a few that are out in public to let people know, like, be the beacons, like, it's okay to talk about this. You don't have to talk about this behind closed doors. And people are starting to talk about it. It's so in people's faces. And this comment at the King's coronation has woken so many people up, because they're already starting to see. But when they attack the people that aren't necessarily immediately affected by it, yes. So I do see a huge awakening in the UK and Europe as a whole.
I would have to agree with that, because I was by far the most insufferable libtard to ever come out of North Kakalaki. And if they have lost me, then they have already lost the war, as far as, you know, now we're just in an information war of, you know, waking people up to what's going on and who's the hidden hand behind. So now the second part of the question is, you know, materials. You know, materials for newbies, preferably in the you know, Chicken Swinger's own words, how they really feel about it. So, Miss Jody Kay, what's some of your picks?
Barbara Lerner Spector. There's a clip of her on, I believe it's still on YouTube, and she's talking about the immigration in, oh gosh, was it Sweden? Was it? So I can't remember where it was. And she was saying, you know, we will be behind the mass immigration to Europe. Europe has to do this. Europe will not survive without our intervention. We will be hated for this, but it has to happen, and we are leading that. So Barbara Leonard Spector, and she even on Twitter said, end whiteness. So that's her own words. That's one person I would say.
Oh yeah, that sound clip was a really awakener. And you know, rather than like a book, yeah, the first book I thought of was, of course, You Gentiles by Morris Samuels, which basically just, you know, you could just feel the contempt in every sentence that these people have for us. And it's that, you know, they hate us with every fiber of their being at a very low genetic level, you know. And this is what's so hard to understand, that you know, get your head around how much these people hate us. But then, you know, things like just the Talmud, you know, read the Talmud, you know, that's why they kept the Talmud, you know, away from our prying eyes for so long. With the internet, we actually get to see, you know, what was in the Talmud. And of course, I always tell people, you know, go out and read the protocols. The protocols fit. And lots of clever people like Henry Ford and Nesta Webster, you know, they also thought the protocols fit. So, yes, you know, definitely, you know, look at the protocols. So, well, those are just some of my ideas. So, great call. Any other questions?
I don't want to take up too much time. Thank you for those comments. Maybe last question would be, what do you think is the defining factor that allows some people, I mean, both you guys said you were lefties and something broke, but I know you both are, I've listened to you many times, and I know you both are cognizant of a spiritual aspect of this. Do you think that there's a tie-in between people attaching themselves to basically the Christian faith? It seems like that seems to be the mechanism of a switch for most people. I'm just wondering how we can live in a world where people can't see what's going on. And what is that? Is there a biological factor? It blows my mind that we have to even have these conversations. And I'm wondering if you guys have any thoughts on that.
Ms. Jody?
Yes. So to link this to your first question as well, I would just say read the Bible, especially the Gospel of John. Read the Bible. And this is an existential battle. I am spiritual, I am a Christian, I am a woman of faith, and I think if I didn't have my faith, I would crumble every day. Looking at what's on the TV or what's in the papers or what's going on, I would crumble, because my faith in God keeps me strong, and I know we are not in this on our own. And I think the ultimate battle is between God. And certain people believe that they had a battle with God and they won. They see themselves as the God figure. So they want people worshipping them rather than God. And are people becoming closer to God? I think so. I think God is working through what's happening. Die List der Vernunft. That's the quote E. Michael Jones often says. I think it was a Hegel quote. Die List der Vernunft. God uses these times and in the darkness that allows him to come through and show his mercy and his power. And yes, I think more people are turning to God, because where else can they turn? Our governments, our politicians, the councillors, the police, the teachers, they haven't got our backs. God has. And yeah, I think the faith is strong, and I think it needs to be. And it is an attack on not only white Western Europe, it is an attack on Christianity, on our faith. And that's why there's all this satanic music, Sam Smith, and all this. They're not hiding anymore. It's pure open Satanism on stage. And yes, people are asleep. But as I said, with the repulsion of people seeing their own nation's flag, they are under a spell. Literally a spell. The brainwashing is powerful, but the spell is breaking.
Great response. Great call. So thanks, Jay. Yeah, this is the clip we were referring to. I'll pull this up.
As we heard, there are people in Sweden who support Israel and have a deep sense of the injustice of the present situation. It's these people who give hope to those who still believe that things will get better here. One of them is Barbara Spector, a former American who made Aliyah and then, 10 years ago, with the help of the government of Sweden, set up a non-denominational institute of Jewish learning with the Greek name of Paideia, here in Stockholm. She believes the current wave of anti-Semitism in Sweden will pass, and that Jews have an important role to play in a country undergoing profound change.
I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
How's that for arrogance?
Yeah, meanwhile, Israel won't take a single refugee from anywhere, and they throw everybody out unless you pass their DNA test. No double standard
right there, right? Right. I always say the litmus test for any master-slave system is the double standard, and we see that very blatantly with how Israel handles diversity and responsibility to protect and how they insist everyone else do. So, yeah, Jay, thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
And, you have a great weekend now. And this was a clip that Jody and I shared right before the show, and it just shows the arrogance and the hubris in all of these little junior Maccabees that are convinced that they are justified in tearing down the old so it can be replaced with the new. Jewish values have to be imposed on everyone worldwide. So listen to this little Jewish American princess go off.
I am Jewish and proud because Jews have always done what's right. We've led the fight for gay rights. Harvey Milk fought to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation. Eddie Windsor was a leader in the fight for marriage equality. Miriam Ben-Shalom challenged the ban on gay people serving in the military. We've helped lead the fight for racial justice. Our rabbis were BFFs with MLK. Together with Black leaders, Jews helped to establish over 20 HBCUs. During the civil rights movement, Jews were disproportionately involved in the protests. We've led the fight for women's rights, for equal pay and the right to choose, and against discrimination in the workplace. Jews were also among the first on the ground in Turkey, Ukraine, and Haiti. In Judaism, when it comes to helping others, no action is too big or too small. The Jewish principle of Tikkun Olam tells us that we have the power to change the world, and there are so many ways to do that. And this is why I am Jewish and proud.
But if you're white and proud or Christian and proud, you go to prison, right?
Yeah.
So what's your take on that? I mean, is how over the top is that?
My first thought was what she said is true. And what my show is called Truth Hurts. I try not to bring too much of my own emotional opinion in. I try and just speak facts on certain topics. So what that girl said is true, and she's allowed to stand there as a Jewish girl and be proud of that. If I were to say what she's just said on my show, I would get had up for being anti-Semitic. That was my first take on that.
Exactly. That's the trouble with those hate facts. When they say it's okay, that's protected free speech. When I say it on my show, it's a hate fact that, I get in trouble, or my guests get in trouble, right? The double standard.
And they, was it Harvey? I can't remember. I think he's recently died. I think Von sent me an article recently of the man. I think it was him that recently passed away that had declassified homosexuality from a mental health illness, and he had declassified that, I think, in the 70s. And I think that was a man she was talking about in the first clip.
Right. That is supposed to be celebrated. And basically what happened was this, globo-homo mob threatened all the people on the board of the American Psychological Association to basically, bad things are going to happen to you unless you remove this as a known mental illness, like it has been throughout history in European culture, right? And, so just by removing that from the DSM, suddenly, science has proclaimed that this is all healthy and normal, and now you can't block us from any avenue. We want to get access to Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and everything else, and look where that has led us. And, you know, all the media is still saying, yeah, this is so great, so progressive, that we're moving to this globo-homo existence. And, you know, it's, you know, at odds with everything that's good and wholesome, right? So what's your take on that?
Well, that leads me into another topic I wanted to talk about, which is there's a Church of England school not too far from where I live, and they've recently come into the news because their sex education has become pornographic. And it's not just this particular primary school. It's across the UK, but this particular primary school is not backing down. They are teaching mock marriages of same-sex marriages. They are introducing gender fluidity. They're telling children, this is in their sex education, they're telling children that, right, you know, you know, you may have a penis, but you might feel like a girl inside. So maybe you're and one parent has been brave enough to question this, right to the education board, right to the council. And during his presentation at the staff meeting, and he was sharing the disgust, young children don't need to see sexual positions. Young children don't need to know about masturbation. Young children don't need to know about sex toys or anything like that. They need to know about human bodily changes, hormones. You know, my sex education composed of, you know, your breasts are going to grow, you're going to get hair under your arms, and, you know, if you're a boy, your voice is going to drop. There was nothing hypersexual, whereas now it has become, you know, you might fancy your best friend, and that's okay to have, you know, love your best friend and gender fluidity. And this is a Church of England school, but unfortunately the parents were so scared to back this father, and this is the spell, they would rather allow their children to have pornographic content taught to them in school rather than speak out. I mean, it's madness.
Well, yes, that's the same blade that the state echo welds over the parents here. You know, if you protest against this type of education, we will declare you unfit parents and we will take your children away from you, or we will forcefully medicate your children without your consent. You know, this is the thing that has parents terrified, that, you know, the state has suddenly taken upon itself the right to snatch children if they deceive fit, right? And so this is, you know, a big thing. So we've got another call. Mike in Kentucky. Mr. Producer, can you connect us with Mike in Kentucky, please?
Yeah, in Kentucky, I'm going to take it off speakerphone. In Kentucky, it reeks of an agenda. And this, I mean, obviously going through all across England, this is some kind of coordinated deal. I mean, like a, I don't want to say conspiracy. I think it's beyond conspiracy. It's some kind of a social engineering on a, like you say, your word is globo homo, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, who's behind this? It has to be people with enough funny money to do it. But in Kentucky, the what reeks of an agenda is they passed a law somehow with this last governor, and the Democrats, of course, were behind it in Kentucky, but no counselor, be it a religious counselor or a licensed psychologist, I guess, or licensed counselor, can offer the what the media likes to call reversion therapy, or if the patient wants to live the gender they were born with genetically, they can't assist them or suggest it, or they risk losing their license. Now, how is that listening to the patient or being a responsible counselor? They're not.
Oh, great question.
Yeah, what that tells you is it reeks of the, you know, this is not just a money making agenda, I don't think. And of course, we're told that if we don't coddle and facilitate these people, they're going to commit suicide, right? Well, that I don't think is true in the countries that have been doing this for literally decades. Like, I forget, it's one of the Scandinavian countries, not Holland, it might be Sweden or Norway, they've got web pages up. It's hard to find them, of people that have, you know, the regret and go back. They try to go back, you know, and they've done so much damage to their body with these, either, you know, starting now with puberty blockers, which were never studied for what they're using them for. It's prescribed off-label. So it's really corruption upon corruption, I guess.
Well, to me, it's weaponization of a method. You know, the Marxist mindset is to destroy what exists and replace it with something else. And so you have a set of morality. Well, our morality is different. So we want to destroy your country's morality. And so that this is happening in every white nation, right, by the same demographic energy and money behind it. And, you know, to me, it's just a global weaponization to, you know, get in the children's heads to turn them against the traditional family units as part of this, you know, genocide agenda. So, Jody, what's
your take? Well, Orwell and Huxley both warned of it in a couple of different ways. And of course, I ran and read, and I don't really remember it, but I ran and read Brave New World before the Leonard Nimoy production came out in 1999. I think NBC had a hand in it, and it ended up on Sci-Fi Channel both. But there was a scene in the classroom where this little girl just, you know, the teacher is wanting to have a child. She's wanting to have a family with this guy, and, you know, the motto is everybody belongs to everybody else, and it's just pleasure-seeking society. It's kind of the opposite economically from 1984.
Mike, I hate to cut you off. You're making this great point, but we're about to run out of time, and I want to give the last words to Ms. Jody Kay. So thanks so much for calling in.
One sentence. The little girl tells the teacher, nobody knows more than a world consensus textbook. Who do you think you are? Bye.
Right. Good call. Okay. We are about out of time. So, Ms. Jody Kay, thank you so much for coming on. I wish we had another hour. And real quick, you know, tell everybody how they can find you and what you're up to.
So I'm on Telegram at The White Butterfly. I have a YouTube channel, Jody Kay. I have Truth Hurts every Tuesday and Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. UK. I'm a singer. I've got my album. You can find that and buy that from www.jodykay.com. Digital download and CD. And thank you so much for having me. Wonderful callers, wonderful conversation. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. All right. Well, you've been listening to Blackbird 9's Snack Shack. And I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn, a.k.a. Blackbird 9. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. And I thank Ms. Jody Kay so much for coming on this evening again. Always a pleasure to work with her. And be sure to check out her album if you can. Have to support our musicians, not the ones that are out there controlled by Holly Weird, right? You know, we have to have our musicians, our artists out there in this great struggle. So I hope everyone has a great weekend, and remember to support RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.